from Studio A at WKDW FM 97.5. It's the Music Roundtable, where our discussion begins and ends with music, of course. At the table today, Mikey G from Mikey G's Vinyl Show.
Hello, Bob. Hello, Joe. Great to be here. You know, for listeners, I'm here with Mr. Bob Miller and with Joe the Oldies Guy, who plays the oldies of yesteryear. Pleasure to be here with you guys. Looking forward to the show today.
That's right, Mikey. And the man on the mix, the Oldies Guy. Joe is also with us today. I'm Bob Miller, the host of Rock Show. So we picked a theme today that we're going to discuss session musicians. Those musicians you may not know by name, but were an integral part of hit songs, Grammy Award-winning music. So let's get the discussion started with Mikey G.
Over the years, I've bought a lot of records. LPs, 45s, CDs, goes on and on. And many times, when I go into the record store and go through the bins, I'd look at the album cover. And sometimes it was an artist that I didn't know. And the way I would determine whether or not I wanted to buy it was I would turn over the cover and look and see who were the session men. Who were the guys that were backing up these musicians? And there were certain men and women in L.A., in Chicago, in New York, in Muscle Shoals, that were primo session musicians. And those were the people that I would say, if those guys are playing on the record, it's got to be pretty good. So I'm going to play for you now six songs. And they all have something in common. As a matter of fact, they have two things in common. So let's talk about what they have in common and after you hear the songs.
Remembering those session musicians and some of the songs to which they contributed. Thank you, Mikey G. Hey, Joe, what do you have for our listeners today?
Richard Barrett heard the premieres at a high school talent show. He was currently there with his group, The Valentines. He brought them to George Goldner at the G Complex. The new group auditioned with Santiago as lead. Then the premieres recorded Why Do Fools Fall in Love in the spring of 1955. As the story goes, the sax player Jimmy Wright changed their name to the Teenagers. Why Do Fools Fall in Love became a tremendous hit. The flip side being Please Be Mine, record number G1002. The rest is history. The group consisted of Frankie Lyman, Herman Santiago, Jimmy Merchant, Joe Negroni, and Sherman Gons. Now, here in the words of Jimmy Merchant.
Everything begins in seed form and grows into an experience. For me, the experience began with a letter that was written by a girl in a hallway that four ninth graders used to sing a cappella. But you remember it like this.
Joe the Oldies Guy, thank you. Speaking of session musicians, check this out.
On that one record, Hal Blaine created what they called the Big Beat. And it was created when Blaine accidentally hit the snare on just the fourth beat instead of the two and four. Now, that was a mistake. But Phil Spector, being the genius that he was, decided to leave it in. And that record was huge for Phil and the Ronettes. once again showing that not only could the session guys who really knew what they were doing not only play the charts that were put in front of them, but could improvise and still make it sound great.